This is a production of Netcast Studio, online media for today's society. The new media broadcasting network dedicated to providing you content as it relates to your life. Whether it's technology, sports, educational, cultural, hobbies, or history, Netcast Studio has it all at netcaststudio.com.
I'm the Tech of Sports, Stephanie Telenius, a Vita Health Coach. This is the Tech of Sports episode 97 with our guest, Stephanie Telenius, a Vita Health Coach. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS, Android, and Windows. And don't forget Stitcher Radio app for all iOS devices. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. Couple announcements here before we get started with Stephanie. The podcast award nominations are out again, and the Tech of Sports is possibly going to be nominated for a podcast award. So you can go to netcaststudio.com and check out how to get your nominations in, including the Tech of Sports and any other Netcast Studio shows that you may be interested in. So if you like what you hear on the network, netcaststudio.com. Please nominate your favorite Netcast Studio shows for the podcast awards. Welcome, everyone. Tonight, we're going to talk about a cool new app that I had as my app of the week on local Atlanta radio here with Vita Health Coach CEO and founder Stephanie Telenius. And Stephanie has spent a lot of time in Silicon Valley. She knows the industry very well. She was at a venture capitalist firm. She was at Google, an eBay employee. And she founded the online pharmacy Planet RX. So great to have Stephanie on. She's going to talk about Vita Health Coach and how what's pretty unique about it, I think, is they have online coaches available 24/7 that you can connect with through text messages and video check-ins to get motivation and to get your questions answered. Now, all that runs, the app's free, but all that is a premium service, $15 a week. So, Stephanie, thanks for coming on and talking about Vita Health Coach app a little bit.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here. It's always fun to talk about what we're doing. We have a network of national coaches across the country, and we have a really engaging iPhone app today and hopefully Android soon that connects you instantly 24/7 to the right coach for you, whether you want to lose weight or get fit or deal with a really tough medical condition. Let's say you are pre-diabetic or you have, you know, you had a cardiac event and you need to do cardiac rehab, or you have a chronic condition of some kind, we can help you with any of those issues.
That's what really makes Vita unique, because it's a crowded space out there for health apps and fitness apps. So you have to offer something very unique and something you think that people will really appreciate and make use of. And is the 24/7 coaching, that's what kind of separates you guys from other apps?
Well, yeah, I think the network of providers that we have we have 20-year diabetes educators, we have nurse practitioners, we have expert fitness trainers, we have nutritionists, we have doctors, and we have really a really wide range of experts, and they're human experts that have been in their fields for a long time. It's not just an automated app. And, you know, we've studied this space. Our founding team is combining healthcare and tech, and we've studied this space a lot. And, you know, I myself have worn every wearable device multiple times. I, at one point, I was wearing 10 different devices to test how accurate my steps and heart rate would be, the ones that did heart rate. And, you know, the reality is that the devices are great, and we connect to all of them, by the way, and we connect to HealthKit. So you can see your data, but after a while, you need the advice of a person to hold you accountable for one thing, but also to evolve your plan over time. So you might make progress in one area, but need to work on another area. And you need a human who can actually customize and evolve your training, as opposed to just getting a buzz on your wrist.
Yeah. Now the experts, Stephanie, that you're talking about and the actual humans that you will interact with, do they have information on the person that's contacting them? Do they have a file? Do they have, what do they have? And how do you go about finding the experts and vetting them? You know, because people are paying $15 a week. That's a little good chunk of money for, you know, someone you don't even really have never met or know personally. So just kind of explain that process a little bit.
Right. So we do hire nationally. We've only accepted 1, maybe 2% of people that have applied. We're very strict about who we hire. We have a very detailed vetting and training process. And so we're very thoughtful about who we bring on the network. And you're right, it's $15 a week. We do offer 2 weeks free at this point up front, so you can test the experience and get to know the coach and really understand whether this is going to work for you or not. And we also have longer term programs, which I'll talk about in a second. But we really try to introduce you to the coach, and we map you to people that have expertise and training in your area. And it's not just the coach. When you go into the app, you'll see that we will map you to programs as well. So we have over 50 different programs. So for example, we have diabetes prevention program. We have Dr. Mark Hyman's blood sugar solution program. We have detox programs. We have smoking cessation. We have weight loss. So a wide variety. We have cardiac rehab, cancer. So a wide variety of programs. So you're getting a coach, but you're also getting their expertise and content. And in terms of pricing, it is upfront. The first 2 weeks are free. It's $15 a week after that. We do have a special that we're running in January where we're enabling people to buy 3 months for $99 and a year for $199. We've had actually a lot of people buy the annual subscription, and they're really excited about committing to having, you know, they're excited about having a health coach in their pocket for a year, but also committing to 2015 being a great health year for themselves.
And this app is really all about a commitment. It's a commitment to yourself, a commitment to a program, and hopefully getting healthier. Is that the feedback you've kind of received from people that are going through using the app and the program?
Yeah, we've heard great, you know, we've heard people say that they've never had this much, you know, personalized care before. People really care. Their coach really cares about them, is really helping them succeed. They've lost a lot of weight. They've reversed their blood sugar. They've reversed, in some cases, prediabetes or diabetes. They feel the best they've ever felt. So we've heard really positive feedback about the care that they're getting and the progress that they're making.
And that's the main thing. People want to see progress. And that's where, you know, you will keep a client going with you. I know my wife uses a personal trainer. She's paid, you know, as much as $100 a week for that. And you're getting the FaceTime, you're getting the expertise. So maybe the deal you're running for a little less than $200 for an entire year, when you look at the big picture, that's a pretty good deal.
Absolutely. Offline, these services are $100 to $200 a session.
What kind of testing did you run with the app before it really was released? Did you beta test it, you know, in every aspect as far as the different programs and, you know, use some of the experts that are with you now to try to see if it was going to work?
Absolutely. We had hundreds of people using it. We were testing at various institutions. We're partnered with MD Anderson and Duke and some other medical partners, which we'll announce in the future. And so we've been beta testing for a while. We use the Apple Enterprise solution to do that. And then we launched late October to the public.
And while this seems great for, you know, the amateur athlete that's, you know, starting to work out or needs the motivation, is there also maybe an aspect down the road for more elite athletes to be able to utilize some of this as well?
Well, we do have some elite athletes on the platform. Some folks who, for example, had, you know, are so elite that they needed to transition to yoga and try other types of exercise and or nutrition programs. And so we're helping them with that. We have some folks that have had knee surgery or any kind of orthopedic issues. And so we're helping with that as well. So we see a wide range of folks.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Is this, while this won't take the place of, you know, seeing a doctor, maybe for someone that's going through rehab, but this is a way that a person can maybe reach certain checkpoints or certain milestones in a rehab process, you know, by using this app. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, there's a couple of great examples. So for cardiac rehab, it's, you know, often very hard to drive and make either one or two appointments a week. In this way, the coach can video with you right there in the comfort of your own home and send you exercises and keep you on track. And so cardiac rehab is much cheaper and more effective this way. The other great example is gestational diabetes, where, you know, frankly, if you're pregnant and you have diabetes, you need to go see a nutritionist or diabetes expert every week, and it's a lot of time out of your schedule. And we enable you to track your exercise, your nutrition, talk to a coach every day through text, video every week. And so you're supplanting the offline visit with a highly engaging online experience with someone by your side 24/7. It makes the accountability better, the engagement better, but it's also just easier for the person to adhere, and they don't have to drive and take time out of their calendar.
And we're talking with Stephanie Telenius of the Vita Health Coach app, which is available currently on iTunes and for Apple devices. And do you have a date or anything to announce as far as the Android, Stephanie?
We don't have a date, but we are working on an Android version. We've had lots of requests for it.
I'm sure you get that question about daily, don't you? I've checked out the app, and it's very nicely done. It's pretty slick. And, I think for the right person, this is a way to, people like having that little motivation or something that a little something extra as far as incentives to do that workout, or maybe not skip a few days of their, their program they're on. And that's what I think that's really what the benefit of this app is. It's almost I think you used the word accountability.
You get the expertise and the accountability all in your pocket.
Now, if your expert or coach maybe gets a question or a scenario from one of their, I don't know what you call them, clients, and that they can't answer, are they then told, that maybe to the person to refer them to a physician for that type of question? Is that kind of the process?
We have actually a coach back-end platform where the coaches all talk to each other and give each other advice in various areas. So we will either bring another coach into your relationship that's an expert in an area where a coach may not have expertise. And so we can layer in other providers to give you the advice and expertise you need.
Right. That is really good to hear. We're just going to take a quick break here, Stephanie. We have a break in the middle of the show here for Amazon.com, who is a partner and a sponsor here at the network. And if people are doing shopping on Amazon this spring and into the summer, I know wedding season's coming up. You have Mother's, Father's Day, and other holidays. You can use the affiliate link here at the studio. It's netcaststudio.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs. And Amazon carries everything now. I mean, there's nothing that you probably don't need that's not available on Amazon. So feel free to use that affiliate and help support the studio here and all the quality shows that we bring you, the Waves of Tech and Busy Ladies, Riff Raff, and we thank you for listening to the Tech of Sports. So once again, that affiliate link is netcaststudio.com/Amazon. Use that and then go do all your shopping on Amazon, and it helps everybody out. One other quick note, we really appreciate any positive reviews and ratings that you can leave on iTunes if that's how you access Netcast Studio shows, including the Tech of Sports. So that really helps us out. So if you like what you hear, we're coming up on almost 100 episodes here of the Tech of Sports. So we've talked to everybody under the sun, coaches and athletes and innovators and tech people. So leave a positive review. We really appreciate that. Back with Stephanie Telenius of Vita Health Coach. And Stephanie, you mentioned you've tried a lot of the wearables. I don't know if you were at CES this year. From sports technology, I cover it on a daily basis. And I thought I had tried, most of what is out there, almost 24 different pieces of wearable technology. I got to CES and saw another 23 wearables that I never even knew existed, or companies I had never heard of before. Is the space getting too crowded? And as someone who's been around in the industry for a little bit, how do you feel about the explosion of all the wearables?
Well, I do think that people are going to be wearing wearables, and eventually having nanochips and other trackers.
Oh, no.
And I think it's all good. I think it enables us to really be aware of what's going on and makes us much smarter. And frankly, it facilitates preventative care, which is really important. There are tons of wearables. And, I think when the first smartphones came out, we all thought, well, how many different versions of smartphones or iPads or, tablets could we all consume? But you see in an average household, they have lots of different versions. And so I think you're going to see lots of wearables, an explosion of wearables for different, you know, whether it be diabetes or asthma or, you know, breathing, monitoring your breathing. Or there's so many different permutations, and I think it's exciting. I do think that, you know, it is a little bit overwhelming. I'm a triathlete, and I do a lot of different CrossFit and high intensity workouts. And so I like to track my heart rate, and I use a Polar heart rate strap. And I've been trying for years to find a replacement, and I've tried the Basis, and I've tried everything. And now I'm really excited about the Fitbit Surge. And, and I'm hoping that the Apple Watch also has a really good full-time, like continuous heart rate monitoring, so that when I actually can get accurate heart rate when I'm working out.
You're willing, you know, the price point on these items also is something people are questioning and looking closely at. So you're the type of person who will pay a premium for a device that really is accurate and really fits your needs. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, if it works and it does accurate heart rate, and you know, in some cases people like it GPS for running, then I will pay for it.
And you guys are partnered with a lot of the devices that are out there.
Yeah, so we've integrated with Fitbit and Apple Health Kit, so we expect to be integrated with those devices once they're on the market.
Are you hearing from a lot of people that are maybe holding off until the Apple Watch is coming out? I know a lot of people have dove in headfirst with a lot of the current devices that are out there. And also, another good thing to see is the battery life is starting to improve on some of these devices. That was maybe a little barrier for some people. They didn't want to have to carry another charger around every day and charge a device. So I think that that would go a long way to even growing the space even more.
Agreed. I think it's improving tremendously. It's now multiple days, and it's only going to get better.
I know I carry about 8 cords around with me when I got to be on the road. And, you know, when I get to a hotel, I pull that whole ball of cords out, and then you got to match up what goes where. So it's too bad it wasn't a universal cord for something. It would make life a lot easier. So, Stephanie, you guys have spent a lot of time developing this. And what's maybe the number one question, besides when are you coming out with an Android device, you know, something that maybe you guys don't offer or won't offer that people ask about or ask if you're going to have in the future?
Well, certainly we get a lot of questions about Android, and then we do get questions about integrating more devices and covering more conditions.
Yeah, I'm sure that and there will be updates, I'm sure, to the app if you feel that there's you know, something viable that needs to be added. And you've already had new versions, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've released quite a few. I think 4, maybe more new versions since we launched. So we're consistently upgrading the app.
And what are the clients saying about the coaches that they're using? I know you have some positive comments on the iOS page for iTunes, but just in general, what have been kind of the feedback you've received on just the coaching in general?
Well, I will tell you, I read every profile every day.
Wow.
It's getting to be a bit much, but the entire company reads all customer support emails, all reviews. We track everything, and it's been really positive. It's getting to be hard to track it all at this point, but we really are trying to really understand what consumers are saying, and they love the coaches. They really love the customized feedback. You know, people who purchased a year subscription are saying the coach is changing their life. They've never been heard this way before. So very positive feedback. And the coaches are giving very specific guidance to people. So it's really, and meeting them at their lifestyle and like what they can do to really make changes that are sustainable.
And that's really good to hear, because, you know, a lot of people will download an app and, you know, it's their favorite app for a couple of weeks, and they never go back to it. Your whole premise and your whole monetization is based on people using this app for a long time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the nice thing about it is they can build a longitudinal relationship. So, you know, they can work on different things over time.
You guys have come a long way so far with the app. What's coming down the pike, and can we maybe look for it, give us a little teaser in the future?
We'll have it. Well, you know, we're definitely working on Android, and then we have some other exciting developments in the app that you'll see hopefully in the near future. I can't, unfortunately, get into too much detail about them, but we're busy. We're busy working hard on new features and functionality.
And go over some of the specials again, and then are you guys also on social media as well? Feel free. Here's your chance to plug whatever you want.
Yeah. So we're at Join Vita on Twitter. That's our Twitter handle. And we're on Facebook, Vita under Vita Health. And we have a promotion going right now in January where you can buy the service for $99 for 3 months and $199 for 12 months.
Good deal all around. And I recommend people to give this app a look and see if it fits into your lifestyle and fits into kind of what you're doing with your health and fitness routine, because there is there's definitely some merit to this app, and I kind of like what they're doing. So, Stephanie, I think you're doing a great job. I always ask my guests that just for fun here, one last question as we wrap up. What's the one gadget or piece of technology that you can't live without right now?
Well, I literally just got the Fitbit Surge, so I'm very excited about that. So that's my new gadget for the month of January.
That is a popular gadget, or one that's gotten a lot of press coming out. So curious to hear what you think of it. And like I said, it's a crowded space, and there's a lot of good ones out there. Some are better than others. So it's trial and error, but you know, probably you recommend the same thing I do. Find one that fits your price point and your needs, and use it. That's what it's there for.
Absolutely. Everyone has their own specific goals and things they're working on. So you've got to figure out the right device for your objective.
And give your website one more time, Stephanie, as we wrap up.
It's vida.com. And on the iOS store, it's Vita Health. You can just type in Vita or Vita Health and you'll find us.
Definitely comes up. Stephanie, thanks for coming on, and thanks for all the information, and we'll be watching to see what Vita has coming out in the future.
Well, thank you again for taking the time. It's great to speak with you.
Great. Thanks for coming on, Stephanie. Just want to let all of our listeners know that Tech of Sports will be coming up soon on episode 100. Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you, and you can always go to netcaststudio.com, check out all of them and everything else that's going on with Netcast Studio, and also Two Thumbs Up Media, the podcast and internet broadcast directory that they set up, where you can discover new audio, video, and internet streaming content. And it's just a blast to search the new shows that are added daily on there. So we appreciate you listening to the Tech of Sports. Don't forget the podcast awards, and appreciate a nomination for the Tech of Sports. So you've been listening to the Tech of Sports on Netcast Studio Production.